Grammy-winning blues legend Irma Thomas, thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you think that New Orleans will come back?
Yes, I think New Orleans will come back. I also am realistic enough to know that it'll never be what it was. But New Orleans is always going to be a special city because the few of us who were a part of it for so many years that are here are going to let off that kind of feeling, and it's going to be infectious like it's always been in the past. The few folk who are moving here who are new to the city are already becoming New Orleanians with the language and the atmosphere that we share here, that laid-back feeling that we're making them fat with the food again. So it's going to come back. It's going to take time. It won't ever be what it used to be.
I wanted to ask about the club. Your club, the Lion's Den, shut down after the storm. Have you been able to open that back up?
I have no intentions. In fact, it has been, we gave up the lease on the building where we were, and it's now opened under new management, and it's called the Chocolate Bar. Oh. You know, you don't press the envelope. We were trying to sell the business to keep our people who we had working before the storm. So Mother Nature just kind of helped us out of the business. And so we took advantage of that situation and just let it go and said, okay, Lord, you're telling me something, I'm going to answer and leave it go. And we let it go.
I was talking to a resident of the 13th Ward earlier this week, and he told me that really a day can't go by without thinking about the hurricane in some way, that life is still defined by it in a lot of ways. He says, if I go to the hardware store, I get some sheetrock. If I, try to go to the doctor, I'm thinking about it. I wanted to ask about the music. Have you noticed a change in the music in New Orleans because of the storm?
Yes, there's a change, a major change, and part of it is there's a lack thereof. Quite a few of the major musicians who was a part of the local music scene around here are not back yet. A lot of them are commuting. They had what they call a silent march. They were in protest of the low wages that's being made for the few venues that are here. And I can understand that because some of the musicians are taking whatever they can get because it is they're in survival mode. But then there's the other side of the musicians who feel, well, no, don't take what you can get. Make demands to get what you're worth. And it's a struggle there. The music scene has changed in that respect, where you don't have as many live clubs up and running as before. And the few that are the same musicians are kind of working their round from club to club.
Now, I don't think this is the first storm that affected you, if I have that right. I think back in the 60s, right, there was a storm that shut down a lot of the clubs in the South. And blues musicians have been, I think, particularly vulnerable. Did you notice after that storm, did it find its way into your music? And are you finding that Katrina is finding its way into your music?
Well, Katrina is finding its way into everybody's music, be it non-musician or musician. It's the type of storm that won't let you forget. You kind of use it as a therapeutic source to allow yourself to breathe by performing and singing or doing whatever it takes to let out that stress that comes with trying to reformulate your life. And so you'll hear music played with more depth and feel more feeling than before. And it's coming out because this is our way of our therapy. The way musicians play now, there's a little kind of sadness underneath. Even the happy songs, there's a little wave of sadness in the music in a sense. And it's going to be there for a while. It's not intentional. It's just what it is.
You think I could talk you into one more song to sing us out?
We like to go out on an up note?
Yes, I think that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Okay, why don't we do Stone Survivor, which was written by a local person, David Egan, who's a Louisiana man. And it's called Stone Survivor, but I like to dedicate it to all the folk who helped New Orleans come back, those who are the volunteers who came to the city and spent their time. Thank you for helping us be Stone Survivors.
All right. Grammy-winning blues legend Irma Thomas, the soul queen of New Orleans, joined us from member station WWNO in New Orleans. Thank you, my queen.
You're welcome. Further you rise, the further you may drop. Where you land may be hard or soft,
Many fools have made it to the top, and there's always some other fool ready to kick them off. But I'm a stone survivor, and I've seen this little old world go round. I'm a straight through driver, and the ever spinning wheels won't get me down. Down or up, I'll play the blues. Might get rough, but I live the life I choose. And I ain't no apologizer, 'cause I'm a stone survivor. Yes, I am.
And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
You may be pretty as a...